Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Now back to Ringside with the voice of small business and the champion of the entrepreneur.
Say it now, gentlemen. Undisputed heavyweight champion of the world.
The Small Business Advocate, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you as always. I'm very excited about having Stephen Little back on the show. Stephen is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's been an entrepreneur. He's been an executive. He's now helping companies like yours and mine grow our businesses through the work he does, through his speaking, through his writing. He's the author of Duck and Recover. I think that's the new one. And he's our good friend Stephen Little. Welcome back to the show.
Good morning, Jim. Thanks for having me back.
It's good to have you back, as always. Also, the 7 irrefutable rules of small business growth. Stephen, we sure could use some of that growth stuff.
Some of that growth stuff,
we need some of that growth stuff. Help us out.
Well, you know, it's amazing how quickly we've gone from kind of May, June of this year. The word growth was popular again, and phone was ringing off the hook, and everybody was in a growth mode and thinking towards growth. And then a little bit of bad news about the economy and some craziness in Washington, and growth is no longer the subject. It's back to that idea of survival, and people aren't talking about thriving, they're talking about surviving. And I've just gotten back from about 2 weeks on the road, Jim. I was in everywhere from Charleston, West Virginia, to Evansville, Indiana, to Dayton, Ohio, and I've been all around the Midwest, Middle America is kind of a good barometer of what's happening in the country. I'm finding an awful lot of uncertainty would be the word I'm using, more so than I've seen even in the last 3 years. Hmm. Even 3 years ago, when everything kind of, September, October of 2008, when things kind of really took a nosedive, both in the markets and the banks. But I'm hearing more uncertainty and more fear in people's voices right now than I was 3 years ago.
Hmm. Well, for one thing,
I wish I had a more uplifting message for you this morning. Well, but that's the truth. That's what I'm hearing out there.
Well, for one, let's put it in perspective, because in those days we were in a little bit of shock,
and
but today it's sort of settled in. I mean, we've already had the shock. We know what that's like. We've survived that to whatever degree that we have, and that period of time. But here it is, 3 years later, and we're still trying to, to get things out of the dirt, and it's not doesn't seem to be happening, and I just think people are weary, Stephen, there's always something good from just about everything that can come from just about everything, and I think
I agree with that.
I think one of the things that we may wind up seeing, it's going to take, we're just going to have to deal with this. There are some really, really bad systems, some bad practices in the marketplace in America that we just got to get rid of. And this, what's going on right now, is putting those things front and center. And once we realize that those systems, those practices have caused our pain, maybe we'll do something about getting rid of them. What do you think?
I think
I'm talking about over leverage. I'm talking about letting things get too big to fail. I'm talking about letting the government run amok with our money. I mean, those are the key things I'm talking about. What do you think?
Well, I think that there's also this part and parcel to that is this notion that we don't seem to learn from our mistakes. You have been on the planet long enough to watch the boom and bust cycle that seems to have become part of our system. And who's profiting from that boom and bust, and who isn't? And I know it doesn't profit me, but I sure see the increasing frequency with which I see savings and loan debacle, right into Asian contagions, right into real estate
bombs.
Boom and bust, internet boom and bust.
Yeah.
And so, it seems like we these things that used to be 50-year events or 5-year events, it appears to be becoming more systemic, and maybe the system needs to be looked at.
As we move through these times, there's one thing that you'll start to notice it's starting to become more advantageous for the investor class, or for the, I'm going to call them the trader class, and less which is what basically Wall Street, and less advantageous for Main Street. More and more, every one of these cycles, that's the way it seems to be going. What do you think?
Well, it's the history of the United States, Jim. If you go back and read what Washington was most concerned about in his second inaugural address, in his second administration, it was about currency speculation and Wall Street. It was about and its effect on the rest of us. And so this has been kind of the battle that we've had all along. Capitalism works well when there's a free flow of capital.
Yeah.
And when we have capital only in a few people's hands, it doesn't work nearly as well. And
stand by, Steve. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with Stephen Little, folks. He's the author of Duck and Recover, also the 7 Irrefutable Rules of Small Business Growth. We're going to see if we can't get him to squeeze some of these rules out of Stephen, and maybe we can find some way to grow. 20 till the hour. Stay with us. One day.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.